There are avalanches being reported in the high country already. On Saturday, a skier triggered a large slide on a mountain near Gothic. Forecasters from the Colorado Avalanche Information Center say the activity is due to new and wind-drifted snow gathering on old weak layers from storms in October. Brian Lazar is with the center.
We've seen avalanches, not a lot of them, but we have seen them pretty much statewide. The snowfall that's come in thus far in the last week or so has been pretty generous to most mountain areas, and so most of the state is seeing a fairly similar snowpack. The main hazard right now is still generally hitting, you know, shallowly buried obstacles that are now just obscured by the recent storm snow. But in some specific areas up above treeline on slopes that face kind of north through east and that held on to the October snowfall, we are seeing a snow-packed structure which is conducive to producing small but potentially dangerous avalanches.
And you mentioned kind of the biggest danger right now is just maybe running over a rock or something with your skis.
In most places, all this recent storm snow fell on bare ground. And so while it looks like this nice pristine blanket of snow, rocks, trees, down logs are all just barely covered. And so for a lot of people that are going to be trying to get out there and recreate, the danger of hitting something that's just barely obscured by the recent snowfall is more likely than triggering a large and destructive avalanche right now. But we do have those specific areas, like I mentioned before, that held on to the October snow where you could also trigger an avalanche. And triggering an avalanche at this time of the year when the snowpack is this thin generally results in a pretty ugly ride where you get dragged across the ground and into trees and rocks and things like that.
Well, and apparently, according to your organization, 10% of avalanche fatalities in Colorado happen in November.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's important to remember that even though the snowpack is thin, we are building it up to the point where an avalanche big enough to kill you is certainly possible. And avalanche fatalities in November is not rare. We certainly see a peak in avalanche activity more during the winter months, but avalanche fatalities in the fall is not an uncommon occurrence.
Anything else that you want to mention?
We would always want to encourage people to remember to, you know, kind of dust off their avalanche skills. If they're heading into the backcountry, make sure that they check the avalanche forecast at colorado.gov/avalanche and make sure that they're always carrying an avalanche transceiver, a shovel, a probe, and a partner.
Thank you.
My pleasure.